First in family, what's going on?
It's a double gun kind of day.
A DGD. A double gun kind of day. Yeah, I'd say that's accurate. Yep. We're having a double gun kind of day. What kind of day are you having, family? We're just, hanging out, doing the thing.
On time.
Did you know I was going to say on time?
No.
I was literally just the hands were up to go on time, and the thunder was stolen.
Oh.
By yours truly.
It is that monumental that we are on time.
It's pretty crazy. I'm going to be honest. Let's be honest.
It's a miracle.
It is pretty crazy. But we're here. We're on time. We're hanging out with you guys. Double gun kind of day. You know what other kind of day it is?
What?
A fry.
Yay.
Q-ing.
A.
With J.
A. Ooh. No, you were supposed to say and.
Gotcha.
You left the and out.
Gotcha.
Oh, that's payback because I cut him off for the on time.
Revenge is a dish best served cold, second best served immediately. I think that's how the phrasing goes.
Got it. That's exactly how it goes. It's fine.
Well, on that note, y'all. Got the wife. I'm done. I'm out.
This is what happens when you condition me to know something like a routine. And we do it over and over and over again. And then you change the routine on me. It's not fair.
A Pavlovian response,
it's
if
not
you
okay.
will. A ding and get you to behave in a certain way.
You do. And this is what happens when you screw it up.
Who screwed it up? What kind of ownership are you expressing right now?
Ugh.
Is it the extreme variety? I don't think so.
Jonathan's got jokes. He likes to
gets,
play games.
Gets her picture plastered all over the Echelon front materials, and all of a sudden the ownership part flies out the window, just getting extreme. I can dig it. Hopefully at that women's seminar, they'll teach you a thing or three. What's going on, y'all? We are just doing the thing. You know how it is. I've got someone who I do not know. So we've got a waving FBU.
Okay.
But we also have another waving FBU that's Sephra.
Which is cool because you put dash Sephra.
Is this the same FBU waving? Or is it a dueling waving FBU?
Oh, like is it a correction for the first one because there was no name?
Right. This is another reason. If anybody wants to donate to the buy a bunch of ridiculous cameras so we can have our phones back fund, let us know. And what I mean by that is just refer someone to join the fam. That way we can, get a couple doll hairs and we can have our phones back so we can see who you guys are. Sephra said Eric is the first.
Got it.
Well, check. Well, Eric, your link is expired.
It is.
Or it's been never since you've clicked this link. I don't know. So depending on which Eric it is. So click the link. Don't click the link. Drop your name. We gotcha. Ah. That's not the Eric I thought it was.
Link expired.
I should have known it was the one and only Eric Morris, FBU. Check. Got it. Appreciate it. We'll do our best to keep the FBU straight, but sometimes that's part of the fun. You never know what you're going to get.
Guessing.
Val's here. She said, hey, y'all, what's up, Val? Val's link not expired.
Nope.
Good to go. So yeah, guys, you know the drill. Yeah. We actually do have a question we're going to dive into. But if anyone has anything before we get into it that's burning a hole in their brain or they want to talk about or whatever, that's fine. Let us know. If not, let us know in the middle of the call. We'll pick it up. We'll do the thing.
That's fine, too.
I'm trying to think if there's anything we wanted to go on, any housekeeping, if you will, or anything like that.
No?
No?
I don't think so.
All right. Well, Coach Kelly says, I'm not sure if the internet will hold steady for me, but I'm trying to tune in while on the road.
Well, you're here now.
Coach Kelly's always on the road lately. You know that? Like, last couple weeks, she's been having that sketchy internet. I don't know where you're driving at, but you be safe, because if you don't have internet to be on the phone, you may not have signal to call, like, if you get, like, a need of assistance. Maybe, like, you need a Grubhub or something in the middle of your drive. I don't know what you'd need. I'm not going to send the bad juju your way, but just be careful. And don't be traveling so much. Stay home. It's nice. It's nice
stay
at home, I think.
Home.
I don't know. As we're about to get ready to kick off like the final leg of going all over the place this year.
Yeah, it's true. We are leaving. Tuesday, technically, we're going to Orlando because and does not do the 2 a.m. wake up drive to the airport for Wednesday morning. Mm-mm. So we're going to stay in Orlando so that we can get up at like 4 a.m.
Right.
And drive to the airport.
Right. Yeah, get up at 4 a.m. and drive to the airport, not 2 a.m. and drive to the airport. Makes complete and total sense. Speaking of airports, pretty freaking pumped. Anna Patterson's pretty pumped. Happy Friday. Happy Friday. Glad to have you with us. Kelly says, no bad juju, please. We're going to be bad juju free this call. That's the hope anyway. We're getting ready to head out to the old women's assembly. I know we're going to see a couple first-hand fam out that way. I know Lori is going to head out that way, which is going to be awesome. We're going to see some of our friends, hopefully, that we coach on the EF team out that way. It's going to be a good time, man. I'm pretty excited.
It is sold out. The first ever women's assembly is completely sold out, which is awesome. There's going to be so many people there. It's great.
Yeah, they had planned on having less people, but they had the capacity to add more, and they ended up selling through it. So that's pretty awesome. So going to be a bunch of badass ladies doing badass lady things. Not lady bossing, because that's a weird term. Yeah,
there's
a connotation to it. But it's going to be a good time, man. So we're excited to be out there for that. And then we come back, and then we go to a wedding, and then we come back, and it's family reunion time.
With you guys.
Family reunion time. And just because I have this little thing, I'm going to put the sign up. We're pumped for the family reunion. I actually was talking to Mark Murphy today about the family reunion. He's excited. Roxy's excited. We're excited to meet them for the first time and then go to Dallas Muster with them. So we do have some room at the inn left. If anybody still wants to come to the family reunion, you can reach out to us, find out what Summer Camp with Food Scales is all about. We're pretty pumped on it. Definitely a highlight of the year. And we're probably, and by probably I mean we're not, going to have another one until October of next year.
Yep.
So if you want to hang out with the fam, meet your coaches or whatever, I'm not saying you can't schedule something else on your own time, but getting us all in one room together,
now's
probably not going to happen again until this time-ish next year. Yep. So come hang. It's going to be a good time. On that note, let me go back to here. On that note, you know what? I got another note. I got another note for you guys. I got another note for you guys.
If he can remember what
the I'm note trying
is.
To remember the note I want to talk to you guys about. This is what I want to talk to you guys about. This is what I want to talk to you guys about. We have in our midst a genius, a man whose thoughts are progressively past where his tenure in the fam might be. But this guy seems to come up with so many ideas that are super awesome and super powerful. And what he does more than anybody is give me a giant kick in the pants to verbalize something I might have been thinking about, if it's an idea we had together, or he encourages me to just get it out there anyway. So if you guys aren't aware, we have a program called Fin for the Win. And it's conveniently put there with a four because when you refer someone to join this family, our family, the First In family, maybe from your family, maybe friends, maybe frenemies, I don't know. Whomever you refer that you think would be awesome to share this journey with, we, as a gesture of saying thank you for helping people help themselves, for helping people do good things, for helping people put themselves first, give you 4 weeks on your program. And literally, last week, as I'm thinking about this, I'm thinking, well, what if we X, Y, or Z? And then Eric reaches out to me in the DMs and he goes, hey, man, you know what would be awesome? And I was like, I pulled the pen and paper out because when Eric speaks, it's always something awesome. So I was like, what would be awesome? He goes, what if instead of keeping the weeks, we could give them to the new member as our way of saying, hey,
welcome to the family.
Welcome to the family. Yeah. I'm so stoked you're coming to share this journey with me. I want to give you 4 weeks. And I was like, dude, that's seriously
weird.
Why have
we never thought about this?
Well, I was like, I almost mentioned something like that on the live. And he was like, well, hey, dummy, why don't you mention it? And I was like, that's a really good idea. I was like, but I don't really know how to say it. And he's like, how about you just the way you just said it to me? Like, yes. So what we want to let everybody know is maybe you getting 4 weeks doesn't matter to you. But maybe you being able to give your 4 weeks to someone else would matter significantly to them. Maybe that would be the proverbial straw that broke the camel's back in a really positive way, right?
Yeah.
The little bit of momentum that gave the inertia to get the ball rolling down the hill towards them putting themselves first is if they could start with an additional boost. And I was like, bro, they're your weeks. Why would we not vocalize that? And so then it got me thinking, there's so many permutations, right, that you could do with this. We're going to limit it. You keep them, you give them, you split them. We don't want any 1-3 combos and getting it mixed up.
That's too much math.
So you can do a 2-2, you can do a 4-none, whatever you want to do. But the thing I really want to point out is you can also donate them to the First In Family Fund, which would give a member your 4 weeks plus the 4 weeks the coaches match. That would give someone 8 weeks that's fallen on hard times that wants to continue with the family but for extenuating circumstances may not be able to. So those are the new options available that I wanted to drop out for Finn for the win. So they're your weeks, guys. You want to do something else with them, that's cool. I wouldn't suggest, you know, just burning them and not using them, but hey, we're going to assume, if we don't hear otherwise, that you want the weeks,
Yeah. Just
because. That seems to be the safest bet. But if you would like to give them to a member that you refer, if you would like to use that as a way to show somebody how excited you would be to share the journey with them and incentivize them to put themselves first, you can do that too. What do you say?
Sounds good.
Should I clear that with you first?
Nope.
Just kidding. We talked about that. You guys think I don't run anything past the boss?
Everything goes by me.
Happy wife, stay alive. That's what they say. Don't get murdered in your sleep. Speaking of getting murdered in your sleep, we got a question. We got a question, and it's a good question. And this question circles around a pretty popular concept, something we talk about quite often, and that's control the things you can control. Control what you can control, y'all. You can't control anything you can't control.
It's true.
But you can absolutely always control the things within your control. And newsflash, more often than not, it is way more than you think you can control. So, Sephora had a question.
Okay.
And Sephora said, I know we have covered this before, but was hoping for a reminder. In other words, I need to hear it now, and I get that completely.
Yeah.
Peel back the curtain a little bit. If you ever see me post something, there's a great chance I needed to hear that too. So what Sephora asks is, says, working on what you can and can't control is something I still work on. Stress is high in our lifestyle with the twins, and sometimes I can lose sight of control what you can and let go of what you can't, meaning I can head down the stress rabbit hole. And that's never helpful to anyone. What are some good tips and strategies I can use to get myself back on track when this happens? And, you know, I'll key into one of the first things she said when she said, controlling what you can and can't control is something I still work on.
Yes.
Me too. Right? Me too. And it's something that you will work on probably every single day for the rest of your life. And that's a good thing. It's a very good thing because that's the only way you're going to continue to improve is by continuing to work on something, right? We are all works in progress. The more we work, the more we make progress. And that is 100% specifically the case when it comes to being aware of the things within your control and focusing on those and not letting circumstances outside of your control get the better of you. It's also a great tool for learning to identify what's going on. Is this a circumstance outside of my control truly? Or is there something I can do about it? And even when you identify the circumstances outside of your control, the things you absolutely can't control, you can always control the way you respond to it. So that's something I just want to point out. It's something we're always working on.
Yeah. This isn't something that just goes away. Sometimes we get a little lost in, well, people have been doing this for so long, or we've been doing this for 9+ years, and it must just be easy because you've been doing it for so long. So you must just do the thing and not think about it. And it couldn't be farther from the truth. Every day, we struggle with what can we control? We struggle with how we respond to things that happen that are out of our control, because every day something out of our control happens. And the only thing that we have to hold on to is how we respond to that. So yeah, we still struggle with that. We expect to struggle with it. And everybody else should as well. So I like that you're asking about tips and strategies for addressing it. And to get yourself back on track when this happens, because this is going to keep happening to all of us. Life happens. Stuff happens every day we don't plan for. But if we can start to focus on how we respond to those things, maybe it gets a little easier over time to make decisions that are more in line with our goals than to just say, well, this happened, so screw it, I'm done. Throw the day out the window, right?
One of the things that stands out to me that's extremely beneficial is that you know the difference, right? You know there are things within your control and you know there are things without your control. That is a huge difference from people that think everything bad happens to them and the world is out to get them. Because there are people that literally live their entire lives thinking everything is outside of their control and there's nothing they can do to change anything. Just being aware of the fact that you're in control of your choices and how you respond to situations is a huge win. The key is finding ways to continually remind yourself of that, to stay grounded in that fact, and to look for the purchase point in that particular scenario. For me, I think the biggest thing that helps me in these situations is knowing that no matter what, I'm in control of my actions. And so specifically for me, the constant in the chaos that I always fall back on, no matter what's going on for me, and the thing that's always my purchase point, my win, no matter what, to find the next win, is controlling my intake, right? These three little numbers that everybody thinks, you know, hey, this, that, whatever, literally being able to control something in the middle of all the chaos is everything to me. Because those three little numbers, they actually dictate everything about me and everything about my ability to respond to a situation, whether it's physical, whether it's mental, whether it's emotional. If I am not working towards bettering myself and becoming the best version of myself, then I'm not going to be able to give my best in the midst of those tumultuous times.
Yeah. So there's two things that I kind of want to talk about in relation to this, but the first one is recognizing when you get to that point where you are overly stressed or stress is starting to have a negative impact in your day before it gets too bad, before you go down what you call the stress rabbit hole. Because you're right, that's never helpful for anybody. And when you get to that point, you're so far gone that it's that much harder to get back on track. So what are some things that happen to you when you get to this point? Are you a person that just has a moment where you freak out and you want to just walk away from everything and put everything down? Is there a moment in your brain where you think about something specific? What are your daily triggers that you know when you get stressed out? So just a few days ago, we were doing something. I was in the middle of trying to do too many things at one time, which was already a bad scenario. Jonathan's calling me about something. The dog is barking at somebody. It's late. We haven't eaten lunch yet. Things were kind of snowballing.
Perfect storm?
Perfect storm. And I should have realized this earlier, and I didn't. So what could I have done at that point? Well, I could have just let the stress keep going and not done anything, and it wouldn't have helped. What would have been better? Maybe the moment that I realized that I was taking on too many projects at once, and I hear Jonathan yelling at me, and I can't go do the thing because I've got these three things that I'm working on, maybe in that moment I needed to stop and go, hey, this is getting out of control. Let me stop. Let me take a minute and figure out what I can do. Because if I let it keep going, it's going to get to the place where it actually got the other day, where I was ready to just do nothing. And that's never a good spot. So can you start to recognize, hey, I'm getting overwhelmed physically, whether it's an emotion in your head or you are angry or you start yelling at somebody or start crying over something. what is it that you do in particular so that you can kind of start to stop that cycle before it gets, you know, to the bad place that we're all familiar with?
Yeah, it's interesting. I think what you're talking about here is kind of like knowing those triggers, right? A sudden, you know, revelation of horrible news, right? That's going to come on and hit you out of nowhere. But a lot of times when we're getting stressed out, we feel it coming on, you know? And a lot of times the things we say we can't control are absolutely things we can control. And maybe we're trying to control too many things, which is what's leading to all the stress and making us feel like we're out of control. Or maybe we're not willing to give up control and we take on too many things without asking for help when we should. So what are some things we can do to do that? Well, when you start feeling these things, what's the priority, right? Anne was just talking about, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, the dog's doing this, Jonathan's yelling for this. What's the priority? Well, it's me. Of course I'm the priority. Duh. I mean, I needed something from you, right? So she should have dropped everything on the planet and came and attended to my needs. No. At that point, you have to ask yourself, what's the priority? Yeah. And at that point, you have to be willing to say no. You know, Anne knows that if it's not a good time to come help me, it's not going to help me if she comes and tries to help me, right? The better thing to do is go, hey, listen, I hear you. You need assistance on whatever. I'm verbalizing that I get it. Now's not the right time. I got these 12 things going on. Let me put some fires out and I'll be there to help you. And I will appreciate that so much more than I will her coming in being angry at me, maybe actually letting something catch on fire, and, you know, us having to put it out later. So those are things too. I think the biggest thing for me is I want you to come up with your list of grounding behaviors and activities. Because one thing I'll point out is this. Ask yourself this question and give yourself a good, honest answer. When has making things harder for yourself ever improved the situation? I'm waiting rhetorically because the answer is it's never made anything better. So when we start going down this rabbit hole and we start literally the world spiraling out of control and the sky's falling and everything sucks, we're not making anything better. Yeah. Furthermore, when we start going down that kind of spiral, the decisions we make in response tend to not actually be beneficial either. So when you feel this thing going on, ask yourself that question. Is this useful, this behavior I'm engaging in? And that might be a good little initial reminder.
Yeah. I think the second thing that I wanted to get into with this is a little more granular. So we're all going to have different ways that we handle stress. We're all going to have different ways that we stop the cycle and we get out of that stress, rabbit hole that you called it. For me personally, there are two big things that I do. The first is breathing. Honestly, I have to actually physically stop and take a breath. Most of the time I close my eyes and I take a breath because I need to just shut everything out, take a breath, and realize that whatever I feel is an emergency in that particular moment really isn't. 99% of the time, it's not an emergency. Stop and take a breath. The second thing, and I've started doing this recently, making a list. I started after I breathe and I get my bearings a minute and I go, okay, I still have all of these things to handle. I've still got all this stress coming at me. What do I need to get done? And so I make a list. Maybe it's one thing, maybe it's three things, maybe it's 87 things on the list. But if I can write it out and visually see it in front of me, I can start to pick out, okay, this one is more important than this one, which is more important than this one, and this one down the list can wait for 3 weeks. It doesn't have to be done. Just because you're stressing about something doesn't mean it has to be done right away. You may not need to find a solution. You may not be able to find a solution right away. Pick the things that you can solve or the things that you can impact immediately and do those things. I like a list. I like to cross things off. I like to check them off. I like to see it get done. Sometimes that can clarify for me more than just sitting in my own head, letting all these things spin around.
Yeah, prioritize and execute. Maybe you guys have heard that before, but it's just another way of saying what's urgent and need to get taken care of, and what am I just trying to add on to myself, maybe to martyr myself, or maybe that's not going to benefit myself. You got to stop the bleeding, right? You find yourself spiraling out of control. You have all these things going on. You feel overwhelmed. what you said's perfect. Literally, pen to paper, fingers to keyboard, type a list out of everything that's going wrong and figure out, is it the catastrophe you're allowing it to turn into, or is it just kind of in your head, right? Your feelings are real. You're feeling them, right? When you feel all these things spiraling out of control, I believe you. Finding some factual information to confirm or deny whether or not these feelings are justified is a great way for you not only to maybe take a breath and realize things aren't going as bad as you think they are, or if they are, you're now literally prioritizing a list on the things you have to handle. That's huge. That's huge. And like I said, you know, you gotta stop the bleeding. The first step towards getting out of a hole is to stop digging, right? You gotta put the shovel down. You gotta take a look and see where you're at and figure out the plan to pull yourself out. Speaking of plans, you know, again, I think a lot of times when you feel like you're losing, when you feel like the world's out against you, when you feel like everything is not going your way, having that next win is sometimes all it takes to shift things in your favor. And, you know, for me, it comes back down to that plan, right? This is why I'm such a huge proponent of planning in advance. It's why we plan our food the night before. Because when problems come at us, and guys, they come at us literally all the time that we have to solve, the last thing I want is another decision in that mix that's going to take me away from being able to focus on what needs my attention. So when I have that day planned, when I have my food ready to go, when the plan is based on something I actually enjoy, based on food I have, based on somewhere we're going to go, based on the things that actually work for me, that's one less thing I have to worry about. And when I sit down and I'm losing my freaking mind and I'm going crazy and I sit down to that meal or that snack and I know it's pushing me forward, I go, you know what, man? If I can control this, then I can probably control that. Or I could take a step in the right direction towards this. Or I can do the right thing I need to for whatever. And that helps me. Finding a way to find a win is absolutely what it's all about.
Those wins spiral, right? One win leads to another win to another. And even if they're the smallest wins of the day, hey, I got up off the couch and put my shoes on today, win. Who cares? It leads to the next one, the next one, the next one. And that leads to a day of winning instead of a day of stressing.
So, Sephra came in here today with an addition to this. Okay. And she said, today I got the call that we will be losing a big part of our care team for the boys in 2 weeks. Breathing is a big one for me, so I took a deep breath and just asked, what are our options? I did great on the call, but once I got off the call, I felt a bit overwhelmed. Ended up just taking a moment. I'll definitely try the list as I'm super visual. Thank you so much. So what happened here, Sephra, is exactly what I think you should do. And that's, what are my options? And those options are virtually limitless in terms of how you respond, right? You could continue to spiral down that overwhelm. And that's probably not going to be a positive benefit. It's certainly not going to help you start finding the tasks you want assistance with and finding the assistance you need to complete them. But instead, you took a breath. You didn't spiral out further. And what you're doing right now, and the most positive thing, is you're finding ways to address it in the future. You're going, hey, I'm going to try that list thing because I'm super visual. Well, that's awesome. This is not a trivial event.
No.
This is a huge event in your life and the life of your families. So making a list could help you identify what that care team's providing and what possible resources you could use to replace that. It may not be easy at first. You may go, wow, that's more than I even thought. But by having that, you're going to be able to prioritize and you're going to be able to look at it and move through systematically. And maybe just having it in control and seeing what the extent of it is and being able to put pieces in play and a plan in place to accomplish it all is going to help remove some of that stress. That's definitely a much better way.
Yeah. This is something to don't ever think that your solution to being stressed out has to directly relate to the problems that are happening either. So maybe you're not ready to attack the problems that are happening. Maybe the stress is so bad that when you got off that call, you weren't ready to make a list. You needed time to process, time to think, time to go through it. Maybe you do something else that's a win. Maybe it has nothing to do with the situation. You know the dumbest thing? Some of the biggest times of the day when I feel like I've won is I got up and did the dishes, cleaned out the sink, and wiped down the kitchen counters because I have a clean kitchen. It has nothing to do with work or the dog or Jonathan needs something or somebody needs something or I am just stressed out. I just found a win. And it's a random, I cleaned up the kitchen win. So you can always find things that don't have to do with the problem. Go disconnect your mind. Go detach from the issue for a minute. Give yourself some mental break time. Go find a small win anywhere you can. Maybe you pick up a pair of shoes and put them back in the shoe rack. Do something. Cleaning, obviously, is my little wins for the day. But pick something that's not attached to the problem at all and see if that doesn't help so that when you go back to it, you're a little more clear than when you left it.
Finding a win is huge. There are two ways we can go. There's a vicious cycle and there's a virtuous cycle. If you're already heading down a vicious cycle by spiraling out of control, the only way to stop, pump the brakes on that, and flip it to a virtuous cycle is by literally flipping the script and actually finding a win. Whatever small win you can use, it may sound dumb at the time, but it's absolutely going to be the only way to start that flywheel spinning in another more positive direction. Another thing I think is super awesome is you came to this group. You came to this community. You reached out to some outside objective resources and asked a question. And that right there is a huge positive thing because you're aware enough to know that no, we can't fix everything for you. The family isn't going to be able to snap fingers and make this go away. But they could probably provide some perspective for you to help you figure out whether or not things need to continue down the path you were thinking about taking. And I think having that sort of objective outside resource in your life, whether it's a friend, whether it's a community, whether it's a group, whether it's jujitsu, whatever it is, having something like that you can bounce things off of and have people go, yeah, man, what you're going through is serious, or, hey, man, really? I don't think it's the end of the world that you think it is because I don't have to experience it. Being able to have those people you can feel supported by is huge. You know, there's literally a million ways you can try to solve this. It's mantras. It's this too shall pass. It's phone a friend. It's find a win. It's join first in. I don't know. There's a million different ways you can do it. And we could probably jam on them extensively. But I think the core tenets are simply ask yourself what's within my control and what's outside of it. And if it's outside of it, get rid of it. You can't impact it. You can impact how you respond to it, and you could set yourself up to probably, you know, experience it differently in the future. But if you can't control it, quit wasting your time trying and focus on those things you can't control. And I think that's the best plan, you know, that I have, the things work for me the best. You got it?
Yeah.
Missed a few things in here. I'm gonna say this is Eric.
We didn't get a name, so probably.
Reach out to a friend who's detached. Had the same discussion last night with a stressed out buddy. Moving slower or at the least intentionally toward my top priority seriously reduced the stress I feel. Nothing else changed. Life is still chaotic. It's just a new response to that level of stress. It's almost never an emergency.
That is a big statement. That last statement is something that I know we lean on a lot. Is this an emergency? I don't know the last time I've said yes to that question. The answer is always no. There's probably going to be a time when there is an emergency in our life and we'll handle it. We'll deal with it the same way we deal with everything else. one minute at a time, one decision at a time, but it's almost never a true emergency.
Yeah, I think that's huge, is figuring out, you know, what requires immediate attention and what doesn't. You know, if it's an emergency, call 911. If it's not, you have time to think. And time to think means time to detach, and it means time to plan. So that's absolutely what we want to do in these situations. I clicked the link.
It's all good. We got you.
I hope you didn't just click this one, because that one doesn't work.
Not on the screen.
It's all good, man. Click it next time before you join, and it recycles sometime. It's not a big deal. But Sephra, let me know if that helps. You know, what you're going through is not easy. There's nothing about this that's going to be a quick fix. There's nothing about this that's probably going to, you know, magically happen for you. However, you can make things happen. And that's, I think, you know, the win here is just moving forward towards what you can figure out. You don't have a lot of time, but you do have time. It's 2 weeks. That's not a lot of time, but it's not 2 minutes. And so let's just do what we can to take a breath, step back, look around, make a call. You know, that's really what you're looking at right here. Blind guy struggles indeed,
it's
sir.
All good.
No worries. Going back a piece, Anna Patterson said she had the same idea.
With the weeks.
And yes, you did have a similar idea in a different context simply due to your unique position as an FNG.
Yeah.
But I actually have something for you in that regard, but that's top secret. We'll talk about that in a minute. Guys, I think that's all we have planned, because, you know, that's the question we got. But outside of that, if you guys have anything, lay it on us. We are more than happy to jam with you, the fam.
Yep, this is going to be last live call for a couple weeks. Next Friday, we're in Phoenix for the Women's Assembly. So you won't see us next Friday. So if you have a question,
or next Wednesday, goodness.
Won't be here next Wednesday. Nope.
Maybe I'll go live Wednesday, because I'm not allowed to talk to anybody, because I'm a dude.
Go live in the hotel room.
Maybe that'll be it. I'll just go live with you guys while she's out, you know, solving all the world's problems with her feminine friends.
All the world's problems.
I'll be hanging loose.
We don't solve problems like that.
You saying you create them?
Ooh, sometimes.
I heard that.
Sometimes.
I heard that. Y'all heard it first. Jamie, don't kill her for saying that. She's excited to be at the assembly. Sephra said, yes, this is great. Thank you. Devin and I were talking about how can we make it a positive just now. So super helpful. Thank you again.
Awesome.
You know, man, I'm not gonna try to sugarcoat it and blow smoke up your butt. But what I will say is positivity is always going to beat the alternative. And by that, I mean asking how you can make it more negative. That's never, never going to be a thing. So just because you decide, like, okay, what's the good that comes from this? It doesn't make it all go away, but it makes it a hell of a lot better than going, well, this sucks, let's make it worse, right? Literally, you got a flat tire, so you pull out the tire iron. Instead of changing it and putting the spare, you start bashing your taillights and your windshield out. You're not making it better, right?
But that's the same thing we do a lot of times with food, especially. We take out the tire iron or take a knife out and you slash your other three tires. We tend to make it worse. Why? It doesn't make sense to make things worse for yourself.
You know, whoops, I ran over a nail, right? Yeah. Is that something you can't control? Yeah. I don't know. Well, did you drive willy-nilly through a construction zone? If so, you could have controlled that. If you just happened to pick one up along the highway, maybe that's a circumstance. How are you going to respond to it, right? If you pull, you know, over on the side of the road and light your car on fire and walk away like a tough guy in an explosion, did you make things better? No, you made it a lot worse. That's the same thing with food, right? Like, oh, well, I just happened to be in the middle of this all-you-can-eat chocolate buffet and chocolate's my trigger food. Hey, you could have controlled that a little bit, you know? Oh, well, you know, the next thing you know, I scanned a serving size and I thought it was a single serving and it had two on it. And I found out I was, you know, 150 calories over at lunch. cool. That doesn't mean burn it down the rest of the day, right? You don't have to, you know, blow your car up when you get a flat tire. You don't have to make a difficult situation any harder than it has to be. It's not going to make things easier for you. So I think that's a super awesome way to look at it.
Yeah.
And again, just because you choose to take a positive approach does not necessarily negate any of the negativity. It just means you're choosing to control your response to it. And that will, by and large, lead to an overwhelmingly more positive outcome. And that's what we're looking for. Lori said, who else is going to the assembly besides me? Lori, in case my link is old. Lori, your link was old, but we know who it is.
We got
and
you.
So we're good to go.
I believe Rachel Dunn is the only family member that's going. We had a couple people who wanted to go and couldn't make it happen.
Yeah, so it'll be you, yep. Rachel Dunn. And
then I've got about 30-odd women who are awesome, who I know from various events.
What's odd about them?
Funny.
I'm just saying.
But they will all be there, so there will be plenty of fantastic people there.
And there's a few more people that are sleepers in the Fin Fam that'll be there too.
Yeah.
So you'll be in good company. Wear your gear. You see how you get pictures in the thing, right? You stand next to Anne and you wear your first in shirts, and then you could be famous, like this one is.
Famous.
Famous.
Pretty big word.
Famous. You're a pretty big deal.
You
don't see my picture in the assembly material, do you?
In the women's assembly.
Just saying, man. I'm just saying. I'm not upset at all.
Just my butt feelings, on the origin
my
site.
My feelings aren't hurt. Now, I have blown up the origin site. That's true. I guess I got to calm down, man. I've been a butt model. I've been a gi model. Yeah, okay. I'm done. It's a good deal. Good deal. You know what, man? Speaking of origin site, speaking of all kinds of stuff, I'm going to remind you guys, maybe some new members of the fam that don't know, how you can support First In by supporting yourself. One of the first things I want to say is come to an Echelon Front event with us.
Yeah.
San Diego Muster, that will be the next one we're going to in January, because Dallas is sold out. Guys, you're not going to want to sleep on this one. They're going back to the roots where Muster 001 is, and yeah, you want to be there. When I say how would you support Finn by supporting yourself? Well, you're supporting yourself by going to an awesome event. You're supporting yourself because the discount that they give to First In for these events basically pays for First In.
Yeah,
so
they
if
did.
You,
yeah.
If they you go did. To Echelon Front events, like First In's for free, which is actually kind of cool. Like that's kind of how much they support us. And you support us because we know that if you apply these principles to your life, you're probably going to do really well at food.
Yeah.
Like, you're gonna be kicking ass because you're gonna be able to prioritize and execute and detach and ask yourself, is the decision I'm about to make moving me closer, you know, towards my end state? Is it aligned with where I want to go? You're gonna have these principles to use not just in First In but in your life. The next way, I got a request from someone outside of the family, and they were asking, you know, like you always ask your friend, right? Your friend starts a business and they start making widgets and you go, oh, hey, cool. Can I get that discount? And you go, wait, I thought you were my friend. Doesn't that mean you want to support me? But it got me thinking, there are a lot of people that don't know how much we try to make First In free. So I want to break it down for you real quick. We already went over First In for the win. Make it free for you. Make it free for your friends you refer to the family. Make it free for someone who's hard on their luck by donating to the fund, and we double it. There's 8 weeks now that people can use. The next way is by supporting America's Mighty Warriors. And, you know, everyone in this family should be supporting America's Mighty Warriors anyway, because Mama Lee, First In Fam, represent, runs this charity, runs this nonprofit that does some amazing work. But if you sign up for their 23 and 23 campaign and you email us your receipt every month, we add a week to your program.
Yeah.
If you do the math on that, like Mama Lee said, if you're not good at math, that's a really good deal. It is actually cheaper than we sell fund weeks for, which is at the lowest rate we've ever offered any kind of weeks when people want to donate the fund. So if you don't like paying for Ann's haircut, which looks beautiful, by the way. No one commented on Ann's beautiful haircut, so I'm gonna get you guys all out of hot water.
Because we don't actually cut the hair anymore. It's just really he shaves up the back for me for jiu-jitsu.
If you don't like paying for Ann's extravagant taste in clothing and music and fine wine,
very
if you don't like giving her money, you can just give Mama Lee money.
Yes,
and
please.
You can give America's Mighty Warriors money, and you can get a free week for every month you do that. It's pretty awesome.
$23.
And if you haven't watched the Finn Live we did with Mama Lee before Mama Lee was in the fam, the first person and only person we've ever had inside the First In family that wasn't a member of the First In family to share a story, please watch it. It's in the frequently missed list. Watch the story and understand why we support that organization so much and the good work she's doing.
If you guys make it to an Echelon Front event, Lori, when you're at the Women's Assembly, if you've not had a chance to meet Mama Lee, go find her. She's at every Echelon Front event, and she's got a table set up. You'll see her at all the musters. She gives fantastic hugs.
Yes, she does.
Go say hi to her. Tell her you're part of First In.
Yes, she does. And for those that don't know, we match everyone's donation. We get your first donation going. So when you join the family or you continue, we donate $23 for every person that signs up, for every person that that continues. Once a month, we make a donation to America's Mighty Warriors. So we're donating, like we walk the walk with turning into food. Yeah. We walk the walk with donating and supporting America's Mighty Warriors, but nobody gives us free weeks for it. So we just have to do it. It's okay. The next way you can get free stuff for yourself is you can buy Jocko Fuel. You can go to Jocko Fuel and you can use the code FIRSTINFAM, all caps, all over the place. And it's like any other affiliate code. They give you 10% off. Then they give the code owner, the holder, 10% off. No one tells you that when they tell you their code. We're telling you that. What we do is once you get that magic 25, that 10%, you send your receipts in. Once they total, 10% equals the frickin' $25 you get for using the thing. What the hell am I trying to say?
Okay, so listen, when you buy Jocko Fuel, they give you 10% off.
Right.
They also give us 10%.
Right.
We don't want the 10%.
No.
When you get $25 worth
a First In Fam credit on your Jocko Fuel receipts, which, guys, that means you've bought $250 worth of product.
We will give you a free week.
We give you a free week.
We give it back.
We don't want it. We want you guys to, one, support an awesome company, and two, support yourself by getting good products to keep you on the path. Speaking of that, Frog Fuel. Your first box of Frog Fuel, there's a little rule there. You tag Frog Fuel, you tag us, make a little picture, look awesome. We're going to give you a week for buying your first box of Frog Fuel. All my people in the fam that are protein-averse, that's your answer right there. You get 15 grams of protein and about an ounce of liquid, a little tart, a little tasty, a little tangy, and you're good to go. The next way that you can support First In by supporting yourself, I'm looking for this. You can go to this link right here. It's in your member portal, and you just click it, and then you buy something on Amazon.
This is also in every link to every family favorite in there.
And when you buy anything on Amazon and you click this link, Uncle Bezos, the generous soul that he is,
gives us like
2 shekels.
Yeah, or 3 pennies or something.
3 pennies or whatever it is for like every $1,000 you spend. But this might let us get some new silicone molds to try some new pancake shapes in a year.
I buy kitchen gadgets or like a new spatula or something.
So bookmark this link. And anytime you go browse Amazon or want to buy something, just click it first. And good old Uncle Bezos, that $500 million yacht money he's got, he peels off a little bit of that for First In because he's such a good dude.
This is how we find cool stuff for you guys to use, though.
It is. It makes us a lot more likely to try it when we've got like $3.70 towards a $200 creamy.
And look
how much that turned everybody's life.
It buys all the mini waffle makers. So at every reunion, I bring a bunch of the mini waffle makers. But like every year, you have to replace them because they get old and the nonstick wears off. So it's kind of what this fund is for.
Absolutely.
Reunion waffle maker.
So just a few ways you can do some things, hook yourself up with some cool stuff, support some great companies, and we'll give you some stuff too. Also, that code for Jocko Fuel, First In Fam, that's our code for Frog Fuel. That works for Origin too. So if you want some boots, want some jeans, want the best geese in the biz, go get some. Got some comments here. Lori said, I don't like hugs. Well, we hugged you,
and
we're gonna do it again. So you're just gonna have to get used to it. But I met her at Atlanta Muster. I did get notice today that bosses weren't paying for the assembly, but that's okay. I'll work some construction jobs to pay off the card.
Well, I'm glad we could get a little discount through the family, but
what a bunch of bums. Lori, Frog Fuel rocks.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does. The way they set their discount code up, guys, full transparency, is on your first box and your first box only, they give us $25. That's why we give you a week.
Yeah.
Your subsequent boxes, I think it drops down to like $2.50 or maybe $5. So we can only do it on the first box. Yeah. But I don't know. Set up a fake email account. See if it works. I don't know. I'll let you know. Also, did everyone get that Mulk discount email today? It was like $20 off. I almost posted that image in the group, but it was in an email and it was 12 different parts. It's till September 11th. They are running a discount on Mulk. It is literally $20 off.
And the caveat to this is our code may not work when they do a discount like this because you're already getting a massive discount. So if it doesn't work, it's okay. It's because they're running a sale.
Yeah, we're probably going to buy, I don't know, like 47
all
tubs.
All of it.
Yeah. Fun fact, I believe this sale is because they've got tubs in the warehouse and they're switching to bags.
It's going to be in bags.
Pretty exciting.
They're cool looking too.
Pretty exciting. Easier to ship. Easier to pack.
Less plastic waste.
There you go. Tree hugger.
It is.
All right, guys. On that note, wait a minute. Yeah, my man. My man knows what's up.
Banana cream bomber. So good.
Man. It really is good in everything. And I'll tell you what, man, Anne's been slaying it, pun intended, with the damn Strawberry Slayer Mulk waffles lately. But yo, she made this strawberry Mulk peanut butter kind of, dude.
It was good, huh?
Like, smack your mama. You know what I'm saying?
If you use...
What is it Arone said?
What?
They say in New Orleans when it's really good.
Oh, I don't know.
Sha-sha-sha-na-na. I don't know, man. He started speaking in tongues, and the woman from New Orleans on MasterChef understood it. Dude, that combo, I don't even know what it was. What was it?
If you take Strawberry Slayer and you mix it with chocolate Mulk RTD, because that's what I did. I put the Strawberry Slayer with like a chocolate-covered strawberry, and then I put some peanut butter in it. And if you use crunchy peanut butter, it kind of sinks to the bottom a little bit, or you can use PB Fit. If you just want the flavor and don't have the calories, maybe for peanut butter.
But it was like a whip, too. It wasn't like a... Oh, man.
It was good.
Yeah. So, yeah, their flavors, it seems like they're limited. Like, oh, chocolate, strawberry, vanilla.
Oh, you can do so many
things. Man. Banana, mint, oh, my God. So, yeah. So, get some Mulk, man. Get a whole bunch of Mulk. And if you can't use our code, that's okay. Because you're saving like $20
a tub.
Massive
discount.
Which is insane.
Yeah.
That's like... dirt protein price, so I think literally we should buy like 7 years worth.
Copy.
So we'll see how it goes. Nobody get all the banana until we can get an order in. I think that's it.
That's it.
Guys, if you have anything else, speak now or forever hold your peace.
We're going to be getting a date night.
Pitter patter. I think tonight's date night, we're going to watch all of season 4, 5, and 6 of Letterkenny.
Okay.
That's how you know you picked the right one, y'all. That's how you know you picked the right one. All right, guys. Been awesome hanging out with you guys. Thanks for spending your Friday with us.
Yep.
Your Fry-yay. Q-N.
A.
With J-N.
A. I was listening for the and this time. I got
Redemption.
It.
Redemption.
I was listening in case you didn't say it. I was ready.
Thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for being awesome. And thanks, first and foremost, for being first in. We will talk to you guys soon.